They tell me, folks, is there any one of you listeners who isn't working harder these days because of the war? Well, the harder you work and the longer your hours, the more you should be interested in one-a-day brand vitamin tablets, both one-a-day vitamin B complex and one-a-day vitamin A and D made by Miles. Now, supposing you work the day shift in one of the country's many defense industries. The chances are you get mighty little sunlight, and if you carry your lunch, you probably don't get all the fresh fruits and the vegetables you need. Am I right? Well, when these conditions exist, it's highly possible that you don't get enough vitamins A and D to meet your daily needs. And make no mistake, you need these vitamins if you're to do your best and feel your best. Therefore, we suggest that you take a single one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet each day. Just do this and you can be sure that you're getting more than your minimum daily requirements of these so-called cod liver oil vitamins. But unlike cod liver oil, one-a-day A and D tablets are actually pleasant to take. And because you take but a single tablet each day, the cost is less than a penny a half a day. How then can you afford to take chances? Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets made by Miles. Remember, the brand with that big one on the package is the one to buy. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, social leader Lum Whitley Edwards is progressing with the plans for Grandpappy Spears' coming out party. An affair designed to introduce Grandpap officially and socially as Buster V. Davenport, his new amnesia-inspired identity. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store and library, consulting Elsie Blucher's book, Good Etiquette for Town and Country.
Well, why do we have to have rode-out invitations, Furlong? Why can't we just make a public announcement on the party line? Invite everybody to come to Grandpap's coming-out party that-a-way.
'Cause that's small-town stuff, that's why. You wouldn't catch Miss Whitley Maddox up there in St. Louis doing that.
Well, maybe she just don't know how to call folks on the party line. All you do is just ring the fire alarm, and then when folks come to the phone, why, you just tell them that we're going to have a big party.
I know how to do it, Abner, and so does Ms. Whitley. She can't do it on account of St. Louis being such a big town. Mostly, though, on account of it ain't good etiquette. So just forget it.
How?
We're going to have rode-out invitations with lots of gold gilt on them.
Now, where are we going to get any gold gilt?
Will Spencer's more than likely got some at the printing shop. As soon as we get a sample made up, I'll take it over there and see. Get a pencil and paper and let's get started.
I done got one. Oh. Got it right here.
Now, let's see then. Whereabouts is that chapter on invitations? What we'd do without this etiquette book.
I still think it'd be a heap easier just get on the party line and ring everybody up.
Here we are. Invitations and regrets.
Regrets?
Yeah. Here's a sample of a regret right here. Mr. and Mrs. John Jones regret very much that they will be unable to dine with Mrs. Smith on Thursday, the 11th, as they are engaged for that evening.
Engaged? Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Well, how could Mr. and Mrs. Jones be engaged if they're done married?
Let's see. How could that be?
There's the weakest one excuse I ever heard in my life.
Does sound like it, don't it?
Why, sure, if they don't want to take supper with Miss Smith, why don't they just say that they got to stay home and fix a stovepipe or can a batch of turnips or tell them they got the mumps. Anything's better than that engaged stuff.
Well, we ain't got time to worry about them. We got to get these invitations wrote out.
Think of better than that, not try.
Here's what we want. Invitations to formal affairs. The debutante's ball or dance.
Reckon why they don't want to eat over there long. Ms. Ruth Smith always sets a good board. Always has every time me and Elizabeth's ever been there.
Abner, the book ain't talking about Ms. Ruth Smith.
Well, that's the only Ms. Smith I know of. Doggies, with all this food rationing going on, I wouldn't turn down a free meal nowhere.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy out there.
Huh?
Better not let on with what we're doing in here.
Well, don't you want him to know about his own party?
Not yet. I want this to be a surprise.
Oh.
Might be a good idea to sign him out on the subject of parties, though.
Sign him out, huh?
Well, this amnesia might have changed him to where he hates and despises him.
Might have. Yeah, mind out. Just like that pie claims it. Oh, wait a minute. Mind out.
Well, howdy.
Well, howdy, Grant, Mr. Davenport. Come on in.
Yeah, thank you. I can't stay but a second. Just wanted to ask if you fellers would take a phone call for me.
A phone call?
Yeah. I was in at the county seat yesterday to see a feller at the courthouse, and I told him to phone me out here, but I got a deal on for a second-hand combination radio and gramophone, and I don't want to miss the call. It's important.
Oh, well, sure. We'll take the message for he's going to call you here at the store, huh?
Yeah. Much obliged. I'll see you fellas later.
Just a minute, Mr. Davenport. Law wants to ask you something.
Yeah, do you ever go to parties of any kind, Grandpap, or Mr. Davenport?
Parties? Oh, I used to, yeah. It's quite a social butterfly back in Toledo. Yeah, always used to give comical readings and play the harmonica and all that. Well, I'll see you later. Got to run now. So long.
Yeah, so long. Do you know harmonica? Why, he can't play no harmonica.
I know he can't. Grandma and I are busting out laughing right in his face. That amnesia gave him some awful cuteurities.
Why, he can't hardly carry a tune on a comb. Don't even know how to put the tissy paper on there or nothing. And him playing the harmonica.
Well, anyways, we found out he still likes parties. That's good.
Yeah.
I figured we'd get this all planned and he wouldn't come to it.
Yeah.
Like that pipe we give him.
Oh, yeah.
Which is he always used to smoke. Now with amnesia, he thinks he don't use tobacco.
Oh, he don't know what he likes or don't like no more.
Let's see, where was we at? Oh, yeah, the invitation.
I'd love to see him trying to play that harmonica.
Here's what we want now. Now listen to this. Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Doe request your presence at a dance in honor
of... Request your presence? Does it say that?
Right here in black and ink.
Well, no, me, do they just come right out flat-footed and ask you to bring presents?
Looks like it. Does sound sort of grabby, don't it?
Well, I can tell you right now, Lom, that's going to keep a lot of folks away from the party. For instance, Ulysses S. Quincy won't come if he's got to bring a present. I know that.
Yeah, I'd sort of like to leave that out. But according to the book, you're supposed to put that in high-class invitation, looks like.
Well, maybe we could put the word cheap in there. Just say, request your cheap presents.
Yeah, well, I'd let them know all that they had to get, Grandpap, just some little trinket.
Why, sure.
I just don't like the word cheap.
Oh.
Maybe we could say inexpensive presents.
Well, yeah, that sounds high class. Yeah, put that in. I know what I'm going to get him, a harmonica.
Now, don't do that. Just embarrass him. He'd more likely want to get up at the party and start blowing the thing and find out he couldn't and embarrass everybody.
Well, he claims he can play it, though, Lon.
I know he can't actually play one, though.
No.
Howdy, this party ain't to embarrass Grandpap. It's to get him to meet all his old friends social in the hopes that some familiar face will bring back his memory.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see now. Request your inexpensive presence at a dance. We'll change dance to party. Coming out party.
I'd still love to see him try to play one of them harmonicas.
To a coming out party in honor of their daughter, Miss Jane Doe.
Jane Doe? Who in the world's that?
Well, it ain't nobody.
Huh?
That's just where we put Grandpap's name.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute, he ain't no daughter-in-law.
Well, instead of saying their daughter, we'll just say their son.
Well, who's this there we keep talking about there?
Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Doe. What's the matter with me?
Huh?
Granny, I better look at some of these other invitations. That one don't exactly fit Grandpap hardly.
Why, no, he ain't the son of Mr. and Mrs. Doe or their daughter or nobody. Of course, with that amnesia, you no telling who he might be or thinks he is.
Every one of these starts out with Mr. and Mrs. Somebody. Looks like Grandpap's going to have a mama and papa before we can have a coming out party for him.
Does, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon that sort of stops us, Sam, don't it, Long?
Yeah. Abner, would you and Elizabeth mind being his mama and papa?
Huh?
Just till the party, I mean, that's all.
Well, I don't know, Lom.
Ain't you willing to help an old friend of yours, one that's got amnesia?
Well, yeah, sure, but, well, doggies, Lom, I'd hate to have a son that's older than I am. Always have to be explaining how come to everybody.
Well, he won't actually be your son.
Well, I know, but that look awful funny on the invitations, too. Mr. and Mrs. Abner Peabody and their little son, Grandpappy Spears.
Well, it won't say Grandpappy Spears.
Huh?
It'll be Buster V. Davenport. Because that's what he thinks his name is now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Of course, now, that's going to look peculiar too, Lon. If our name's Peabody, well, how could our son be named Davenport?
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Oh, that won't look right.
Well, you could say that that was his maiden name. No, that's no good.
No, that just ain't gonna work, Lom. I can tell you that right now.
Wait a minute. I've got it.
Huh?
I've got it, Abner. You and Elizabeth can adopt him.
Adopt Grandpa?
Yes, sir. That'll change his name to Peabody. I'll get Squire to draw up some legal papers
well,
and we'll
now,
go right...
Well, now, wait just a minute. Now, I ain't gonna adopt Grandpappy Spears.
You've got to, Abner. After the party's over, you can disown him or something. I think you can have adoptions null and voided if you want to.
Well, I don't care, Lom. I know Elizabeth never would stand for this.
Now, Abner, you know that you and Elizabeth has always wanted a son.
Well, yeah, but we never wanted one older than we are.
Just think of all the fun you and your boy can have playing checkers together every night before you put him to bed.
Yeah, but we always fight when we play checkers, Lom. And if there's one thing I hate to see, it's a family that don't get along. No, I just ain't going to adopt him. That's fine. I ain't going to do it.
You won't do it, huh?
No, sir, I won't do it.
All right, then. Call up Sister Simpson. Let her run the party.
Well, now, wait now, Lom.
Go ahead, call her up. Let her run everything. Let her make it a little old small-town party. I don't care if it don't get wrote up in the St. Louis paper. I don't care if Grandpap never gets his memory back.
Well, now, Lom, wait a minute now.
It can't be run right. I don't want to have nothing to do with it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I'll adopt him.
You will?
Well, I mean, I'll talk to Elizabeth about it anyway.
Aye, Granny's good for you. I knowed you'd come through, Abner. Oh. I knowed you wouldn't let an old friend down. I'll get Squire right away.
Don't it's going to be awful embarrassing, though, I know that. Have to go around telling everybody our little boy's just old for his age.
Get the phone there, Abner. Whoever it is, tell him to hurry up.
All right. Doggies, I feel like I'm 180-year-old with a youngin' that old. Hello. Jot him down, store and library. Old man Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, no, Mr. Davenport ain't here, but we'll take the message for him.
Who is the courthouse?
Uh-huh. Starting next week, huh? Oh. Yeah, all right, I'll tell him. Not at all. Goodbye.
What kind of business is Grandpap doing with the courthouse?
Dad, blame it, Lom. Now, they're exactly the kind of thing I'll have to put up with all the time now.
What do you mean?
Well, according to some feller at the courthouse...
Yeah?
Next week, my little boy starts drawing his old age pension.
Well, I wonder what our Pine Ridge friends will think up next. But I don't wonder, folks, what your reaction will be the first time you take Alka-Seltzer to ease the dull, achy misery of a cold. Because if you're like the other countless thousands of Americans who take Alka-Seltzer for colds, you'll swear by the comforting relief it offers. Of course, in addition to taking Alka-Seltzer, common sense will tell you that you should take care of yourself as well. Get lots of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, and avoid drafts. But for downright gratifying relief, take Alka-Seltzer as directed on the package. Use it as a gargle, too, if a sore throat's a part of your distress. And you know, of course, that you can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore in 30 and 60-cent size packages.